The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're back with another one. This is the Corner Connection on Cousin Ed's Corner. The Corner Connection on Cousin Ed's Corner. I want to thank everyone that has subscribed to the Corner Connection. If you are not subscribed, go to Apple Podcasts right now. Go to Cousin Ed's Corner and you will see the Corner Connection. It allows you to get exclusive episodes, behind the scenes, sometimes footage, and this extras from Cousin Ed's Corner. So wanted to make sure you knew how to get it. This show, for those who have subscribed already, you're getting it early. So you get an early access to this show. And this show will be released on a later date on the regular podcast platform. So if you want early access to shows, you want to hear some inside stuff that maybe I don't release on a regular podcast, definitely go over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to first Cousin Ed's Corner, then go subscribe to the Corner Connection under Cousin Ed's Corner. All right. So this is going to be a little, it's actually a Saturday morning. So I'm going to do a Saturday morning rant, a Saturday morning conversation. And I was having a conversation just talking about change. And for those who listen to the show for a while, you know, this is big with me. Change and being able to adapt and just life, and life itself changes, right? So I was having a conversation and we were stuck on change. We were stuck on change. And the person I was talking to could not or did not want to see the I'm trying to be mindful of my conversation. They did not want to change. I mean, I'll leave it at that. Right? They were one-sided or non-negotiable in the sense of change. And the point I brought up about change, and I'll be more candid. Let me be more candid. The conversation is about using cuss words and cursing, and that's where it started at. And their point of view was, which is an honest point of view, but is that people should not want to curse. It makes you less educated or seem less educated because you don't use certain choice words or change your words because of you using cuss words. And I totally disagree with that because it's, first of all, it's a person's choice. Second of all, less educated, I truly doubt that. Some of the top CEOs, some of the top actresses, some of the top brilliant people curse. Are they less educated, less smart? No. So I was giving that, I was going down that line. It was more about them not accepting the person who may use those words, right? Now, Cousin Ed, Cousin Ed's Corner. Yes, I may have let one or two go throughout the time of doing Cousin Ed's Corner. Does Cousin Ed curse? Yes, I do, right? Do I choose my audience? Do I choose where I'm at to curse, right? Or why am I cursing, right? Yes, I do. So as I was talking through this conversation, they asked, well, would you allow your kids to curse? And I thought they were trying to be funny in saying this because, no, first of all, do my kids curse? I'm pretty sure they do, right? I'm 100% sure they do, right? Do they curse around me? No, they should not, right? And it's out of respect for who I am and their audience. Do I want them around other adults? Do I want them even in their group? Do I want them cursing? No, I want them to be mindful of all conversations they have. And yes, do you need to? No, but if that's the way you talk and that's the way you feel that you need to get your point across, or that's how you feel leisurely, then hey, I understand it. Just be mindful of who's your audience. My 15-year-old daughter, if I was to catch her cursing, I'd be very upset, right? My 20-year-old son, if I was to catch him cursing, I would just make sure he's mindful of me being his dad. I'm not your friend, I'm your dad, right? And I gave this person an analogy when I was younger. My dad, he picked me up from practice, and I can remember playing this day. I got a Big Daddy Kane cassette tape. And we put it in. I was in the front seat, and I'm like with my teammate, and I put it in, and we're going through Kane now. My dad looked at me and said, "What is this?" And he took it out. He's like, "No, not in my car. No, you shouldn't be listening to this, that, and other," right? And it was more about the curse words, and yes, rap at the time, early 90s, late 80s, whatever, all about the curse words and stuff like that. He didn't like it. So I took it that, around my father, he didn't like it. But when we got back to my room and my door was closed, I put it back on, right? I put it in my Walkman. I did this, I did that, right? I would listen to it whenever I wanted to. The same thing with the scenario that I also gave was Eddie Murphy and Bill Cosby, right? Bill Cosby knew his audience. Bill Cosby did not curse in front of his audience. But they said Bill Cosby, one of the biggest cursors that you may have known. I ain't talking about the pills and stuff. I'm talking about cursing. But they said he was one of the biggest cursors you may have known. Does that mean Dr. Bill Cosby didn't curse? No. Does it mean that Eddie Murphy is less educated or is not as smart as Dr. Cosby? No. Now, I will say degree-wise, yes, but it doesn't devalue you if you do curse or you don't curse, right? Respect is the biggest thing, and respecting the people you're around and showing them courtesy for things they may not want, things they may not like. But one thing I will say, do not oppose yourself on other people. Do not oppose your will on other people. That tends to come off as being the key word they're using now, narcissistic, right? As you're a narcissist, but don't oppose your will saying that this must be this way. Lastly, before I go, it took me also back to my adolescent days, my school days, my childhood days, when you would take a test. And back in New York, you had a Regents test, right? At the end of the year, you had a Regents test. And they would give you essays to three different people, right? So you get three different people to grade your essay. And what you wrote in the essay may not be wrong, but it's opinionated and subjective to what they feel and how you should have said the or potato or potato. So you may write something the way you feel and the way you think, but they say you could have used another way of writing it. And I've always had a problem with that. Instead of saying accepting it not for being incorrect, but opposing your decision or your choice of words or choice of writing style on someone else. So just a little rant this morning. I went through it and I was like, listen, if you're not willing to change and accept and adapt or understand that people are doing things out of respect for you, not out of change for their self, not because they want to not do something, then it's a real bad misconception. So let me know your opinion on this. Let me know What do you think? Do you think that is cursing something that is needed? Is something that is that you're less educated? You can't pick the proper wording, choice of wording. Your vocabulary is small. Let me know if that's what you think about cursing, or you feel that it is just a choice and time and place. You know, sometimes you may curse in the wrong place, right? If you're in a car with your kids and you're talking to your boy or girl and you like that and your kids in the car, yes, you're talking to another adult, but should you be doing that in front of your kids? It's a question, right? Hey, I love each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining the Corner Connection. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for every part that you play in this Cousin Ed's Corner. You don't know how much it means to me and everyone that's behind the scenes. Please be sure to reach out 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Also, you can reach out. Go to cousinedscorner.com. Across the top of the page, hit the leave voicemail button. Leave the show a voicemail. I'd love to hear from you. And lastly, if you want to hit me on DM, hit me on any social media platform under Cousin Ed's Corner. That's Cousin Ed's Corner. You can leave me a message on any social media platform. I love each and every one of you. I'm out of here. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed's Corner. I told y'all get outtakes, so I really want to thank all of you for it. I really think that we can talk in any kind of way, but when I say and I say it's only out of, me wanting to express myself in a different way. So I with y'all always. I love y'all. Hey, peace.